forgot their names, you know. Sorry, you just forgot them all. So, do you know them or?
The names?
Yeah.
From us or?
Yeah.
Jens?
Yeah, I know, but your true name.
Damon. D A W.
W and
M.
Okay.
M, I mean M. Double M.
Okay. And what's your name?
Paul Wiesel. Paul Wiesel.
W I E
Z.
Is that a
Z?
Z.
E R.
Okay. What's your name?
Martijn.
Yeah, but your surname.
What?
Your surname.
Abing. A B B.
Okay,
I was a little short on time.
Yeah, me too. So
that's yeah, fine. Same.
No.
Just
where's my?
Oh, sorry. Oh, let's see.
So we're 40 minutes. So we have 40 minutes for this second meeting. And we have to make sure that we that we know what we're going to make, what the program is going to look like. First, I have some notes of the last meeting, so I show them to you. No, sorry, I'll just escape this one. How do I escape this?
What?
How do I escape this? Is the presentation? Okay, so have a look at this one. Okay, so the points we had last meeting was the should be a universal remote control. No, that's bias. Just get an email from the personal coach, and it should be a TV remote control only. So have you changed that part?
Okay.
So yeah, it still has to be a remote control for kids. Now it's still the same. For these points, we have to look at. You all know them. But there's another point. The main people of interest of this company are 40 plus people, so they are old and not younger people. As well. Especially old people, maybe bigger buttons or something. Or that.
No.
So yeah, that's it. So this you can do your presentation for the
which one for
this?
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter. This one.
I used the marketing report on the site. I think you've read it too. And furthermore, I served it in the Google site.
I didn't read it, so it's not for me. I didn't get it.
It's
only for you.
Yeah, it.
Yes.
Okay, it was a report about an experiment with a lot of users, and they had a lot of findings in their report with statistical with statistical proof. So I have three pages with findings. And a lot of findings, so we can use this to create our own remote control. 75% of the users find most remote controls good. Yeah, I think that's a lot. So we have to make a beautiful remote control. 8% use would spend more money when a remote control would fancy. I think this fits at what Michiel said about older people. Older people will spend more money for something what is good, because the younger people are more critical about where they spend their money at. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. Well, okay, that's normal. I think we have to make good zap buttons.
The last point is quite interesting.
Yes, 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons.
So if we
already said it,
yeah,
and maybe our full open system is a good one, but I don't think it's.
Yeah, if you have the 10% on the top, then you.
Yeah, the 10% on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Page 2, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. That's exactly what we said about maybe a home station for it to recharge the batteries or something. I thought maybe we could make a clap system, so when you clap in your hands, it will beep or something. You must find it quickly.
Maybe just a button on the home station, so remote control beeps when you click that button on the home station.
Okay, yeah. We can combine that. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. I think we must take a look at this. It's only 34%, but it's a tough one, because if you make a whole new product or own style, this is so difficult, difficulty, I think. Next, remote controls are bad for RZ. Only if they zap a lot and they watch over 5 hours TV or something. I don't. We mustn't look too much at the last point. Last page. The last experiment was about gadgets, like speech recognition. We didn't think about that already. And an LCD on the remote control. We already talked about that. They finally had a conclusion that younger people under an age of 45 are more interested in new features, but they are more critical. And older people want to spend more money, but they don't want to have a lot of new features because they're in their old thinking way, and they want to keep the old things, the old things.
So we have a new age
but
40 plus.
But you already said that the company was about 40 plus
people. So
clients.
Yeah. So we just can skip the LCD on the remote control.
We can speak. We can skip speech recognition directly because it's not usable for €25. And after my personal preference. Okay, that's not very good because I thought about television, Blu-ray, stereo, and VCR. I had a question about, but it's already out of the question. My point is, well, if we make a remote control for only television, I think it's hard to sell it for €25, but it's the exercise.
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
yeah,
only for television. On the market, you can now buy for €20 a remote control for everything. And we only make it for television, so we must make it very special.
Yeah, it's good usability, so you can use it.
Okay, I thought about the home station. It must be simple, because the elderly people need to use it. And I found the motto, and we cook the fashion in electronics. And that's the motto we are referenced to for our style. We have to make a new product, we have to be one of a kind.
So it has to look
unique.
Companies about their own fashion, their own style.
Yeah.
But old people are not looking for that.
Well, I think
not really.
I think the main thing is the usability. That's when we can make it a special product.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
But we also have to stand out, because there are already, like you said, so many controls out that supports a lot of stuff, but we have to make sure that we're better in usability and stand out by just the looks of it, so make it just a different color or a different shape, so.
Okay.
Okay, this was my presentation.
Yes. So Paul, you can do the next one as well. It's on the net thing, yeah.
Okay, technical functions design. Okay, well, so we have broad audience, this isn't, that isn't true anymore, but we have elderly people, so we need to keep it simple. The way I want to keep it simple is to use the standards, so standardized methods, like on all remote controls. Not to fool, like Jens already said, only 10% is being used.
So what do you think of only the numbers and the on off button, or?
Yeah, I have it on the next page, but
Okay.
yes, basic functions like numbers and that sort of stuff. So the options that we put on there should be easy to use, and because you have more room there, and for elderly people, big buttons, an icon on it or a text on it, so it's very clear what that button does. So it doesn't take much time to figure out how to use it. A way to find out what people use is maybe just use questionnaires on the internet, or just ask some random people, elderly people, what they use, what they want on the remote control, to find out that there was already in functions I could think of, volume, channels, the basic, I called it numpad, is 1, 2, 3, etc. Text service options, basic on off, and I found in, could I think of favorites? I always look up the same pages on text, and I always have to click the number.
Okay.
What if you could make a new option that you just have to press one button and you get on your.
Yeah, but then you have to remember what favorite is what channel, so you might as well remember the number, or not.
No,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe it's too complicated, I'm not sure.
Well,
it's a good idea.
It was just thought, so I would find it handy to think when you just press one button and you get on 666.
Yeah, okay, but how can you remember what channel connects to what
well,
favorite button?
But
what I was reading on the page, remote control just sends commands, basic commands to the television. So switch to channel 6.
Yeah.
So button 6 says 6. And if you make favorites, it can say 666 in a row, just numbers.
Yeah, okay, but
and
for a user to remember, if I press that button, it goes to that channel.
Well, if you set a favorite.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to remember? Like favorite one? And
Well, maybe for me, it's
S
if
S
I use my telephone, I never use those buttons to call.
No, neither do I.
So, and
okay, no, maybe not.
If I don't do it, maybe old people.
No, maybe elderly people.
Yeah, I
but
know.
They don't like new features, so maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play pause. On the note, it's usable.
It's not. It's still not. It's not anymore.
Not anymore for TV. Red on off. I don't know. Did I miss any other buttons? Basic buttons. I couldn't think of any other, especially not for TV.
Just on the front as well. No, that's the only thing you need.
The next and previous. Previous I know, but next channel?
This channel, what I mean is
like a web
six,
browser?
Seven, eight.
Oh, okay.
Just
but there's also a button to go to the channel you've been before, like a web browser back button.
I know, I don't have.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I think it's all too
no,
difficult
yeah,
for all people.
Yeah,
only
okay.
When you want to go to. Just use when you want to switch between channels all the time.
And how
yeah.
do you want to do it? Like if you have a channel above 10, normally you can press 1, 0 or.
Think, especially for older elderly people, use the standard button. So you have that.
The 10 plus. Or
yeah, the 10 plus button.
just one pressing or quickly after each other.
Okay.
To just keep it simple and standard features.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a problem to, because you have to be fast enough, maybe the elderly people.
Yeah, but I think that's in the TV as well. That's how the TV handles it. But you can have a button that says
two stripes,
so you have
but
5 seconds period to press those two buttons.
As what Paul says, it's not a remote control that makes the TV do 1, 2. It's the TV who depends that it must be 2 seconds or 3 seconds or 1 second that you must type
so
one.
So if you have a universal TV controller, you need that one button that has two stripes.
Yeah.
So you have a period of, I don't know, 5 seconds to press those buttons. And not for elderly people to look, one to press and aim. And
but do we still need a two-level remote control? Because if you only have
it's
that...
It's only for television now.
So I don't think so.
No.
I just thought of another one. Most things in modern TVs are also on the menu.
Yeah.
So we also need a menu button. And then navigation. But we can integrate that with volume and previous and next. So you have...
I think you really have to divide between functions you often use, like switch channels and volume and that kind of things, and the menu button, because you almost never use menu button.
Yeah,
so
okay. But,
maybe it's still a good idea, I'm not sure. You also have to use a mute button to
yeah, mute button, yes.
Maybe, not, I don't know where you have to put it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a later step. You just now have to figure out what to put on,
okay,
what we're going to use,
okay,
and later we can do the design. Okay, now my personal preference is using the standards, basic. I think that we should stand out unique, being unique with the design. So we have to, I don't know, make a different shape than usable. So when you are in the shop and you see our TV controller hanging, that it stands out, not just in the row, and you see all the same remote controls.
Yeah. Does it have to be, this has to be with different colors, or?
I don't know, different colors.
Maybe we can get it out in different colors. You can choose.
It's like an iMac or something. So make it
well, why not?
That's fancy. That's
but it looks cheap as well, because it's a small thing, it's only 24 euros. It looks very cheap if you make it.
Well, maybe you can look at mobile phones.
Oh, you just, I don't know what happened.
Another phone.
Yeah, we have to look at mobile phones, that's right.
They're designed very well. And well, basically are the same, just a bit smaller. You think you can't make a TV controller too small, because then you will always lose it. Well, I think that's a good example.
Okay,
you have to hurry up a bit because I don't want to make it. You finished? Okay.
Yeah, I'm finished. I think we discussed everything.
Well, the working design. The method I use is search the web. Just a web page provided. And basically, I'm not very technical educated, but I could figure it out. Basically, what happens is you press a button, then the circuit gets closed by pressing the button, like a switch. And by closing that certain circuit, the chip knows what button is pressed, so like you press the one, that circuit is closed, and then the chip produces a pattern, like Morse code, to and sends that to the LED, that's the light emitting diode, I think, and the light emitting diode is producing infrared light. That's invisible to the human eye, and transmit that to the TV. However, there's also a visible diode that's blinking red if you look in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another diode, I believe, because infrared is not visible. So that's two different
so
things.
So we also have to have a LED
light
on.
So. I'm not sure if
it's
yeah,
the
it's
same
I think it's
just
visible.
To indicate that it's
yeah, that's active.
Yeah.
Or
so just a green one, because it's if you use it, it's green, not red, it's green.
Yeah, maybe,
I think it indicates that it's active. It's not.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's
just the.
Red shows up like something's wrong, and green is like it's okay, you press the
green.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
almost remote controls is red.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, we make it
so maybe, well, we don't have to make it red. Maybe integrate it into design as well.
Yeah, if the whole remote control becomes green if you press the button, so that's cool.
Yeah, oh my, it's would be in it now.
I think the batteries will
just
be.
now we have a recharger in it. So
yeah, okay.
If we can still make that. Then
but it doesn't have to be red, it's just to indicate something.
Yeah, that it's working. It's not,
yeah.
Not the
but
best
school
things
is
are
it's
low.
Not very important.
Green or red or whatever.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Just to indicate it's working.
So
and the receptor in the TV senses the pattern. So we have to understand what patterns are used to, you know, to make it universal. So that it can be used with all the TVs. We have to really understand what patterns are used. So we can, otherwise it won't work.
So we have to, make buttons for that as well? To make
no,
it
the chip is producing the pattern. So we have to make a chip that produces patterns to,
okay.
You know, to
an automatic search function for each TR function.
Yeah,
something.
Or I don't know how it exactly how it works. It wasn't explained there.
Well, I use a universal remote control and. For the end, you have a list of all the TVs you have, etc. And you have to put in a number,
yeah.
So it works on your TV.
Okay.
Oh, I have a modern one. And the modern one, you type search, and the LED began to blink. And after a short time, the television turns off. And then you know, oh, it's the right one, and you can stop it, and then it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you don't have to search for your television or your code. It searches the pattern for itself.
Okay, yeah.
So we use that.
So we have to make a bit more intelligent chip than the standard one.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
You have to. Yeah.
Can you just say it again? Because I was just looking at this, just
okay.
To sure.
Well, you have this chip
that's,
when the circuit is closed,
mm-hmm.
Produces the pattern. But basically, for brands of TV, these patterns are different. So like when you press a 1 on one TV, it will go to 1. And on the other TV, it won't work, basically. So basically what you have to do is get these patterns right.
Yeah.
And that can be done by just
changing the signal.
Yeah, changing this pattern all the time. And what he's doing when he's configuring this pattern, this chip, is trying to switch off the television, and when it's switched off, you can push your button. It's working now. So and then he saves that setting.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Then it's working.
Yeah, that's the right.
Okay. Well, the components. Yeah, it's a bit technical, and I was a little short on time. But I think I understand it. The energy source is the battery, basically.
Yeah.
That's connecting to all the components. Because it has to be fed with energy. Okay, the subcomponent is, I think it is the button pressed. So basically when you press a button, a switch gets closed. And that's connecting to a chip. So the chip knows what button you pressed. And the chip sends out the pattern to the infrared bulb. I didn't put the description by this one. This is a normal bulb, so the normal flashing light.
Okay, so that's the LED.
Yeah.
Oh,
and this is LED too, but this one is producing infrared light,
yeah,
it's invisible, and this one is producing normal light.
So we can make the normal one also a normal light, not a LED light, but it's a normal one.
Yeah.
To flash up your.
If you use the buttons, both of them work, but one you can't see, and one indicates that you use a button.
Yeah. Because when you press a button and it doesn't work, you can basically, if the battery is low, it won't work.
Yeah.
So you have to indicate that it's.
Maybe you have to put a small light around the button you push, so you see green if you push that button.
I think it's unnecessary power you use there.
Maybe if you do that, you know that you're sending a signal.
Oh, okay.
And it's you
but
also
have
know
to be
which
on
button.
On the wall remote control, have to be that.
Yeah, that's right. But
everywhere and.
But does it make any difference for the energy you use?
No,
still
I don't
one
think
left.
So, but. Yeah, it will look different, and I think we need to find something else.
It looks different, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise we will just make another standard, and our motto also is.
Just let's beneath the buttons.
Yeah, or around the buttons, or in the buttons even.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but like when you push it.
Yeah, then you
won't
see it.
You have your finger over the button, so you can see.
It must be around it then.
Yeah, or. Maybe on top of the green line.
Yeah,
then,
yeah, not here, but
there. Yeah.
Maybe.
The same as a telephone or a mobile phone. Or
I was thinking about that.
If
on a mobile phone in the dark.
It lights up. Everything lights up.
Everything
that's
lights up. Why ain't that on remote control?
It only takes a little energy.
Yeah. If a mobile phone, a phone can do it.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea for old people as well.
Yeah, and if you are in the dark, you can't see the rumors.
It's only a few LEDs, only four or something. Four LED.
No, I don't know, but if we use a battery station, which I think we will use.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay.
Yeah, power.
Everything agree? Everyone agrees with that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe what Paul said on the home station, a button to call your remote control.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have to make a sound device in it then.
Yeah, there must be sound in it.
Okay, you shouldn't take
it. Maybe that's a little too hard to make, especially for that kind of money.
Nah, 25 euros, I think we can.
The production cost is 12.5. 12.5,
okay. But we only have to make it for television. And
yeah.
I think
we must have something special.
We also have remote controls with a lot of options, but we lose about 90% of those options. So
yeah.
I think. You can.
We have to give our customers some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will save money with that.
Okay. You're almost finished, or?
Yeah. The personal preference. I didn't fill that.
Okay.
Was short on time.
Okay.
But basically, what we could do too is have a Bluetooth integration.
Yeah, I just want to talk about some more. So maybe.
Yeah. Here's a new project requirement. Let's have a look what they are.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet, so a teletext option. Maybe we have to skip that one. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I think a lot of people use.
Yeah, and it's on your it's on your television. It's only one button, so I think we definitely should use it. But yeah, that's what I told you. The remote control should only be used for a television, so that's maybe easier. And the 40 plus people already told you. Oh no, sorry. Oh, this is a problem. Oh, sorry about that. The new product should reach a new market with customers are the younger than 40, so it should be flashy or just more interesting.
Okay,
sorry about that, but just didn't read it well.
Right.
So did you make some
decision
about that?
that kind of changed the whole situation. Well, yeah, then we have to make some nice features. I think the
thing in the dark is a good way to make more like mobile phone, more modern.
Yeah,
that's important, I think.
LCD doesn't work for 12.5 euros, I think.
No, don't think it's very usable in remote control, especially when you only have TV function.
Mm.
I don't think you'll use it often because you can see on the television what channel.
Watching that's channel one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's not usable.
No.
So, but what other features can we put in?
Yeah, I think you have to make it a bit flashy and popular, and then the usability is not that required because, like in the mobile phones, usability is not that good. I think
some of you had something to read about speech recognition. But you said one, and the television turns on one. Is that reachable? Maybe. That's fair. That's fancy. That's cool.
It's
12.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, okay.
Only the numbers.
Know.
Only numbers. Furthermore, nothing. But only the numbers, 1 to 20 or something.
Mm.
That should be cool.
Yeah, maybe we have to integrate that as well, if it's possible.
If it's
but
possible, I don't
know.
I don't think
it's very expensive, actually. Why should it?
Yeah.
You only have a microphone in it.
Yeah.
I didn't have
but
information.
It has
about
to
that.
Work. And does it have to work only in English or in Dutch too?
No, maybe.
That's a problem.
And
only in English.
I don't know how it works then. Does your
it's
does it lie
my
in the center of the room and
out,
can you scream from wherever? One television channel one.
We have to think about that. But do we do it? It's
I don't know. So
it.
Is it very usable? That's what I'm looking at.
And do you have to speak in like in
yeah.
that thing or?
Is
maybe it's too hard to realize that. It, we have short time to put it on the market, so that
okay.
you have to do a lot of testing before we can do that.
Yeah.
We can make the remote control very flashy.
Indeed, the languages are a difficult thing. Because
I don't think it's useful enough to take the effort to design something with speech recognition.
Yeah, and also, if you have a good speech recognition, you can just throw
someone says,
the remote away.
Give me one Coke, and the TV turns on to one. It's not
that's the right command.
But
then you have to say TV channel one or something.
Mm,
not just one.
Okay, that becomes because that's very hard for speech recognition.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think it's just ain't useful enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make some decisions. So
okay,
you can see
no
on
speech.
The, so we have to know what we're going to put on. Do we make a light under the numbers and everything?
I think
you press something, it lights up for a few seconds so that you can see what other buttons there are. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, we just take that one. And what else do you have?
Also the one in the dark. So it lights up when it's dark.
Yeah,
and
but it's I thought that would be the same if you push something.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't work all the time.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It work only when you use it. So
you can switch it on or something.
No,
or
if
maybe
you
when
use
you
one button,
yeah.
it must turn
it
on
lights
for
up
20
yeah,
seconds.
That's right.
And then it must turn on.
Yeah, that's right. That's what
okay.
it's
yeah.
the same as a telephone.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
And do we use what's it called? Like iMac that you can look through it? Or just normal?
Maybe just
maybe
as an option, like we discussed, like iPod, different colors, maybe use even different fonts, like phones.
Different colors, okay,
so
just make it look
yeah,
through
cool.
it.
As an option, maybe.
And so the buttons we have, this is normal. We put in the simple buttons on the top and probably the more complicated buttons.
Yeah,
we have a lot of different buttons.
We don't really have any.
Yeah, maybe you have the when you use teletext, you can press a green and a red button to go to the next one or to the previous one.
Well, I think the buttons are very easy. With just standard buttons, we just have. So
but maybe you can put the options of teletext on the second level of the.
No,
because
you
almost never use it.
Teletext options are only 4 buttons or something.
Yeah, but younger people, I think, more often use the internet, and elderly people often use teletext.
Yeah,
I use teletext as
well. I use teletext every day, I think.
Yeah, for me too. So we just give it one level then?
Yeah, one
Okay.
level. And I think because you don't have that many buttons, I think the design is most important. You can integrate the buttons in the design very much. Because they are simple buttons, if you put one above it, it's clear.
Okay. So
that's it. We're going to have a lunch break.
How long is the lunch break?
Oh yeah, you know what you have to do. You get your meal and
Translation. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yo.
So we finished with this for this time.
Okay. Bye. Ah, no grouch me as okay. He continues to go.
Yeah.
Not even.
Ja, nou los peren dan. Even die was.
Dan schakel ik het op eten tijdens een trendmatch.